We start this evening with a story that will get your attention if you're on I-77, and it might even get your blood boiling. The private company that runs the I-77 toll lanes has been suing some drivers who have fender benders. Our friend Joe Bruno with WSOC uncovered this questionable practice by I-77 Mobility Partners, the company that runs the toll lanes. He joins me now. So, Joe, if I have a wreck, a fender bender on I-77, I might get sued by the toll company because they think they lose toll revenue?
It's a surprising story, but we have discovered lawsuits filed by I-77 Mobility Partners, the company that runs the toll lanes, against drivers that have either wrecked in or near them. In one case, a driver was sued because I-77 Mobility Partners was seeking lost revenue. If you don't mind, I'll tell you a little bit about that incident.
Yeah.
It goes back to October 2020. According to an incident report from Highway Patrol, a driver was traveling north on I-77 near Davidson and reportedly failed to slow down and struck another vehicle that wasn't moving. And apparently these vehicles were partially in the toll lane because of that wreck, so they had to shut down the toll lanes while first responders cleared the scene. Pretty typical minor wreck, but then we found this civil lawsuit filed by I-77 Mobility Partners against one of the drivers claiming they were careless and negligent, and the company lost revenue and incurred expenses clearing the collision. So they sued that driver seeking compensation and damages not exceeding $15,000 plus attorney fees and interest.
Wow. Well, how did that suit turn out?
So after we started asking questions about the suit, we learned that I-77 Mobility Partners moved to dismiss the case. So this case has since been dismissed, but it wasn't until after we started asking about it that the company did this. And the company isn't saying anything. We've reached out to them. They declined to comment on legal matters, as many companies do. The attorney for the driver involved in this wreck also declined to comment on the record, so we respected his wishes as well.
This kind of smells, though. It's the idea that, oh, you have a fender bender, we're going to sue you for lost revenue. Are they that desperate for revenue because not that many people are using the toll lane?
You know, there's a lot of elected leaders who are just not happy with this. Dave Gilroy was kind of flabbergasted by it. He's the Cornelius commissioner. He said, you know, even if you're at fault, you know, this is like the worst day of your life. You're in a wreck, and to think that this giant company is now suing you because maybe the toll lanes were shut down for an hour or so, it's just, he called it pretty atrocious behavior. And, you know, we reached out to NCDOT just to see, like, if they do this. They told us they haven't filed any civil lawsuits to recover for damages to state property in the past 3 years. And they told us the Turnpike Authority has not pursued damages for lost toll revenue.
Wow. Well, of course, Sentra is the parent company of I-77 Mobility Partners, and they've had financial struggles running toll lanes in a lot of areas. Is this a common practice? Were you able to find out if they'd done this before, or was this just a shot at trying to get some money in a hurry?
You know, I'm not sure how widespread this is. This is the extent we've seen it here. We've found at least 4 lawsuits. One seeking the lost revenue, 3 others were recovering damages to property. But I'm not sure how extensive this is. I know they have toll lane projects in Indiana and Texas, and I'm not sure if they pursue damages in this way in those states as well. But it's certainly something to think about, because keep in mind, this company is going to be in the news a lot because they're seeking the toll lanes. They're seeking the ability to put toll lanes on the southern portion of I-77 as well. So this all comes at a time when they're trying to convince lawmakers that they should be allowed to expand their toll lane project to South Carolina.
Wow. So when you started asking about why are you suing this poor guy that had a wreck, they dropped that suit. Have they dropped the others, or are they still pending?
You know what? We just found this afternoon a spokesperson told us 2 other civil lawsuits filed for damage to their property are being dismissed. We literally just found that out this afternoon when we did one final check-in with the company.
So it sounds as though you caught what they were up to and they decided, oh, we'll back off. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It's an interesting situation, Mark.
Great work, Joe. Good reporting. Thank you so much.
Mark, thank you so much for having me on anytime.
Our friend Joe Bruno with WSOC. So the company that rakes in toll revenue on I-77 suing several drivers that had fender benders. But when Joe started asking questions, they dropped the lawsuits. Interesting. Of course, those toll lanes are just hated by so many in northern Mecklenburg. The state, however, under former Governor McCrory, signed a deal giving Centra control of I-77 for 50 years. And this is how they treat the drivers. Of course, toll revenues have not been what they projected because a lot of people don't want to pay. The bottlenecks on the free lanes continue on I-77.